A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf Shabbos Samach Tes, 69b, pagination, page 138. Fascinating Gemara regarding a person who forgot what day is Shabbos. He's been traveling, perhaps with a caravan. They lose track of which day is the seventh day of the week. And we'll see that there's a rabbinic legislation that even though he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, and he's going to have every day as a question, which day is Shabbos, he's going to limit the type of malacha that he does only to things that are needed in order to survive. But there's a rabbinic legislation that one of the days should be designated as his Shabbos, and on that day he's going to recite Kiddush, and when it ends he's going to recite Havdalah, simply so that a Jew should not be without some sort of commemoration about Shabbos. The Gemara begins about 20 lines from the top. At the end of a line you'll see a two dots, Amar Rav Huna, and that's where we begin. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Hayu mahalich baderech obamidbar, a person is traveling in the desert out of a civilized area, so there's no one to ask what day of the calendar it is. Ve'eni yodei emosei Shabbos, and he doesn't know what day is Shabbos, and this is obviously related to the topic that we introduced in the beginning of the perek, of a person who doesn't know that it's Shabbos, doesn't know which malacha is forbidden, etc. A person doesn't have certain information. What should he do? So the rule here is, Mona Shisha Yomim, he should count 6 days, or Mishamer Yom Echad, and he guards 1 day. He considers the seventh day from the time that he realized the problem, he uses that day as his Shabbos. There is a dissenting opinion which is going to be rejected. That opinion is Chiyav Rav Omer Mishamer Yom Echad Mona Shisha, he should count right away 1 day. The next day, by that evening, he should start that as Shabbos, the Mona Shisha, and then count 6 days, and then consider the next day Shabbos. And the Gemara says, B'maykom Iflegi, why are there two different ways to approach this commemoration, how to count it? Marsava Kivriyasa Shal Olam, the way we rule is you do it the way Hashem created the world. So he counted 6 and then made it Shabbos. So by the time the guy realizes, that's what he does. He counts 6 and makes it Shabbos. Well, Marsava, the opinion that we said is going to be rejected, is Ka'adam Harishon, was viewing it like first man. On the day he was created, which was Friday, that evening he would have his first Shabbos. So he was learning that you count from that evening of when you realized counting that day as Shabbos and then 6 days. But again, just to stay focused on the way we paskin, the person is going to count 6 days from the day that he realized, and then the next day is going to be Shabbos. Let's drop down about 10 lines, in the beginning of a line, Omar Rava. Omar Rava, Rava said, B'chol yom v'yom, every day, osa lo kedei parnasaso, he does what he needs to. Parnasaso, his sustenance, whatever he needs to. Bar me'ahu yoma, except on that day that he's designating as Shabbos. Ask the Gemara about who Yom Alimus. You want him to die on that day. Whatever it means to support himself. So what happens if he doesn't do that day? He's not going to make it out. So the Gemara says, David Mias Moshtei Panasasas. We have a solution for that. On the day before his designated Shabbos, his artificial Shabbos, his commemorative Shabbos, the day before that he should do double. So the Gemara says, V'dimah Mias Mosh Shabbos Havoi. But this is all one big question mark. Maybe the day you're designating that he should do double, because you're considering it an artificial Friday, maybe that's really Shabbos. There's no reason, there is no real reason that we're telling you that we're estimating count 6 days and then it's Shabbos, like, there's some reason for that. It's totally commemorative. Ela, rather, and you'll see in your print the Dalid referring to the halacha, kol yom vayom osalo parnasoso, every day he does what he's obligated, what he needs to. Afilu ahu yoma, even on the day that's his Shabbos. V'ahu yoma b'may minkerle, so exactly what makes this seventh day Shabbos if he's doing everything the same? Because every day is really a question. And the Gemara answers, b'kiddusha v'avdalta. The big difference is that he's going to recite Kiddush and Havdalah when it concludes. And likewise, he's going to daven the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. Mishneh Berurah says, you're going to wear tefillin on all days, because maybe it's a weekday. But on the day you're considering Shabbos, when you daven the Shabbos tefillah, you don't wear tefillin while you're reciting the Shabbos tefillah. Because that's tartid desatzri, that's contradictory. But otherwise, we're playing a very delicate balance here. He needs a commemoration, but we're very limited what the commemoration could do. The bottom Tosfos over here, outer commentary, Oseh, is very important. Tosfos says that as far as walking goes, going, whatever your mode of transportation is, you're allowed to do that even on your commemorative Shabbos. You're allowed to do it every day of the week. Because we need to get you out of there. So Tosfos has one ruling in the beginning of Tosfos. Avalahalach yochel koma sheyirtza. Every day you're allowed to go as much as you want. Rak biyom shemeshamer, except for the day that you're observing as Shabbos that you should not go. De'ilav hochi, because if we don't allow you to go, if every day we say, oh, you only have to do enough to sustain yourself, la yagil olam yishev, you'll never get out of here. So that you're allowed to do even though it's not for sustenance, because we have a different motivator, we'd like to get you out of this problem. You drop down to the end of Tosfos, though, three lines from the end, inami, a different approach is, afilu b'yom shemeshamer holach kemo sherotz, even on the day that you're observing, you're also allowed to go. Vahashta, and if you follow that approach, lo minker ela b'kiddusha, literally the only thing that differentiates this day of commemorative Shabbos is the fact that you're making Kiddush on that day. They ask, what happens if you don't have wine, grape juice, bread to make Kiddush on? So you're going to make Kiddush as part of the davening, and that's the best you can do. The Gemara continues, four lines from the wide, at the end of the line, Amar Rava, Imayam Makim Mikzes Hayom Shayatzabo, if the person recognizes a little bit, in other words, he recognizes the day that he left. He knows this is 10 days from the departure. Robinson Crusoe, he's marking it on a stick. He knows how many days he's in captivity. So then, Ose Malacha Kala Yom Kulo, you're allowed to do Malacha full liberties of Malacha on the day of the week that you went out. Because even though you don't know if it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday that you left the civilization, but you know that you didn't leave on Shabbos. So the eighth day, inclusive, when you're counting, you know, the same day of the week that you left on the caravan, that you know for sure is not Shabbos. So that you could rely on, that you could do whatever you want to do, malacha-wise. The Gemara says, but Friday, meaning the day, to calculate that the day before the day you left, to do such a calculation, that doesn't work. Because there are times that a guy leaves on Friday. So even though it's unlikely, people generally don't embark on journeys on Friday, but that's not enough of a proof. Sometimes he might have. So that's not enough of a proof to guarantee that he could do whatever malacha he wants. But the day that you left, we know that in civilization you didn't forget which day is Shabbos. So that is a reliable calculation. If he knows that much, that helps. Now, this may seem very, very unlikely to happen to anyone. The Mishneh Berurah uses this as a launching point to realize what would be by any person who has trouble observing. He discusses people in the Russian army, person who was, God forbid, captured, etc., that these concepts that you should limit the malacha on Shabbos as much as possible remain as basic principles. So even though the Gemara presented them as cases when I'm not sure which day is Shabbos, and therefore, since this might be Shabbos, I have to avoid malacha, he says, very nice. But what happens if you know today is Shabbos? That principle that you're supposed to limit as much as you can, malacha on Shabbos, even if you have to do whatever you have to do, you should limit as much as possible. So then that is something that we are trying to do. He says in the Russian army, if the guy can do more work on Friday and get off Shabbos, that's what he should do, etc. A very cute story of people who were incarcerated by the Russians during the Holocaust. So, you know, everything flips. That's actually the best case scenario that would have been. And they were told that they should carry wood from the forest to the main camp every day of the week. And on Shabbos, they had a calculation. Firstly, they worked whatever they could Friday to increase the quota, so it shouldn't be noticed that they weren't working too much on Shabbos. And then they also figured out some principle that we'll see in the Gemara of Shinayim Shasa'uha. Two people do a malacha together that could have been done by one, so it's not a malacha. So they started carrying twigs, two people at a time. Someone came and wanted to make a whole comical skit of what the Jews were doing, and they didn't get off the hook until a key Russian commandant came down, and he recognized in a second what they were doing, because he had grown up from, and he said, let the Jews do what they need to do. And he never bothered explaining to anybody why they were doing this comical thing of carrying twigs together. But that is one way that the Mishnah Berurah might have said we could apply such a Gemara, trying as best as we can to preserve Shabbos, even in unusual circumstances. Yashikorah, have a wonderful day. Happy Hanukkah.